I'd like to call this meeting to order. Today is Wednesday, August 9th, 2023. The meeting of the Fresno Local Agency Formation Commission, also known as LAFCO. Can we please have roll call, please?
Commissioner Magzig.
Here.
Commissioner Mendez.
I'm here, I think.
Commissioner Parra.
Here.
Commissioner Santoyo.
Here.
Chair Yep.
Here. Okay, and thank you, Amanda, and let us all stand for the flag salute. Commissioner Santoyo is going to lead us today.
All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I thought it was mine, to be honest with you. As a reminder and courtesy to others, please put your cell phones on silent. The agenda is located at the table at the back of the chambers for anyone that wishes to follow along. And then, Amanda, item number three.
Item number three is comments from the public. Any person wishing to address the commission on a subject not listed on the agenda may do so at this time. State your name, address, and please keep your comments to 3 minutes.
Are there any comments from the public at this time? Seeing none, on to item number four.
Amanda. Item number four is potential conflicts of interest. Any commission member who has a potential conflict of interest shall now identify the item and recuse themselves from discussing and voting on the matter pursuant to Government Code Section 84308.
Are there any commission members with a conflict of interest or wants to address an issue dealing with a conflict of interest?
Yep. So item six, I'm going to have to recuse myself on that because I have received a contribution from one property owner. The Ricuti family have contributed to me, so in excess of $250. So I'll be recusing myself on that one.
Okay. Any other commission members?
I wish I could recuse myself on that.
All right.
I don't think so.
Not at this time. So not on to item five.
Item number five is approve consent agenda items 5A through 5B. 5A being the minutes of the LAFCO meeting of June 14th, 2023, and 5B, the biennial conflict of interest code review.
Okay, these matters are routine in nature and are usually approved by a single vote. Are there any members of the commission who would like to have an item removed from the consent calendar? Seeing none, are there any members of the public who wish to like an item removed for discussion on the consent calendar? Seeing none, Amanda?
I'll move for approval of the consent calendar.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, all those in favor of the consent calendar, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I was opposed. Abstentions. Motion passes 5-0 by unanimous consent. So we got a motion and a second, so we're good on that. And all five. Okay. On to item number six.
Item number six is City of Clovis, Shepherd Willow Northeast Reorganization, LAFCO file number RO-2303.
Okay. Juan, you want to go over?
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission. Today, for your consideration, we have the Shepherd Willow Northeast Reorganization submitted by the City of Clovis, and it's consisting of the annexation of 560 acres to the City of Clovis and detachment from the Fresno County Fire Protection District and the Kings River Conservation District. The proposed reorganization is inhabited and not 100% consent. Pursuant to state law, staff did send a 21-day notice of public hearing, and that was sent to all registered voters, landowners within the affected territory, and within 300-foot buffer of the affected territory. To this date, staff has not received any valid protests. Further, the proposal is consistent with LAFCO policies. Therefore, staff does recommend approval by the commission, entertaining two separate actions. Action 1, letter A, will be the CEQA component, and Action 2, letters B through G, excluding H, and this is to approve the proposal subject to CKH and to waive further conducting authority proceeding. Includes staff report. If you have any questions, we're open for them.
Okay, and let the record reflect that prior to Juan's analysis, Commissioner Manzig left the room at 1:34, so we have four commissioners talking about this issue right now. and I would entertain any comments from the commission at this time. Seeing no comments, are there any comments from the public? Please state your name and...
Good afternoon, commissioners. My name is George Gonzalez, senior planner, City of Clovis Planning Division. Good afternoon. We strongly support the application before you today, as it will help the city's meet its housing element requirements for this upcoming cycle. And we strongly support your approval or request your approval. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments for Mr. Gonzalez? Seeing none. Thank you, Mr. Gonzalez. I would entertain a motion and a second. So back to discussion then. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, your mic on?
Yeah, it is now. I was taking a look at the Sigma aspects of this, and it maybe you can provide some clarity here because it doesn't seem like it's a clear path for water. There's some dependency on transfers and stuff like that. Maybe you can explain that a little bit more so, Juan.
Yeah, I know that, and maybe the city staff can provide a bit more clarity, but I know that there is a mutual agreement for those areas above the Enterprise Canal for water already, and I think those were the areas in question or were in the water agreement. And so I know that there are already water agreements for that water to be provided. And if I'm not sure if the city has more to add to that.
I guess I'm asking more specifically where it says, however, such a transfer has thus far not been confirmed by the Garfield Water District. Absent the transfer of Garfield's water allocation, the city will need to acquire an additional source of water as a replacement at a cost. Okay, so what I'm interpreting there is that because there isn't right now a confirmed transfer, that there's a risk factor associated to whether there's going to be a water supply or not, and if it does not occur, then the city will be required to go get it. Now, do we have that conditioned in what we're approving here? Or how are we handling that? I guess that's maybe my question for you.
We do not have that condition on here, but I know that that is a condition that the city has for the annexation, if I'm not mistaken.
So maybe can I ask you to maybe expand on the situation a little bit?
Hi, Dave Burchon, the city planner, speaking on behalf of the city of Clovis. The city isn't aware of a Sigma conflict regarding the water supply. The city's water supply plans anticipated the availability of a water supply from Garfield Water District. Mm-hmm. That hasn't been confirmed. We have gotten some feedback from Garfield Water that their water, just say legalities, because I don't know enough about the specifics to tell you more, but mm-hmm. their water scenario with their water rights worked were not the same as the First Irrigation District, and they couldn't necessarily verify that those rights would be transferred if the allocations would be transferred to the city. So in lieu of having that certainty, which we would normally not even have until mm-hmm. the development was proposed, the council said, ultimately, yes, we'll annex those properties, and yes, we will verify that in conjunction with their development, that there will be a water supply. We still hope that that is through Garfield. That's the path of least resistance, but it's not through Garfield. The city will, on its own, be able to acquire a source of water. Particular costs and service demands for that source of water will then be borne by the properties of the so from a user standpoint and a development standpoint, the city will continue to be the water supplier, but the background source of surface water may come from somebody other than Garfield, and we'll work out the cost of that prior to or in conjunction.
Yeah, and I, you know, I'm not saying that you're going to have any difficulties, but we do have a responsibility to make sure that whatever we're approving is consistent with the basic requirements, you know, of including for resources such as water. Yeah, and I suspect that you will have more challenges with Garfield because Kings River, yeah, takes Kings River water, and that's more of a water right. Garfield takes CVP water. That's U.S. government contract, and that's not transferable to anybody else. And so it's probably going to be a little more challenging in that regard. But it sounds like the city is going to work it out one way or another. That's what you're telling us.
Source of water, the cost of which is still going to be borne by development.
Sure, sure.
Ultimately, the city can't really issue with the source of water.
Right. And so I guess this is more of a question to our attorney. Do we need to do any conditioning here or not necessarily?
Well, if it's your desire to condition on some third-party water acquisition condition, I'd probably want to table the item for 30 days to develop that, because you don't want to do it. When you're working with conditioning authority for LAFCO, if the condition is something that's within LAFCO's control or directly under the applicant's control and it can be satisfied before recording, then that's a permissible condition under LAFCO law. If it's something that you're waiting for a third party that could take a substantially greater time than the time expected for recordation of the annexation, that's a problem, because effectively you're delegating authorization to record an annexation to a third party, and that's happened to this commission years and years and years ago, and it effectively can stall an annexation. So I would want to take the time and attention to put together an appropriate condition now that I've heard your concerns.
Well, I don't want to necessarily delay anything here. I just want to make sure that we're covered as a commission, that we're in compliance with SGMA. So let me ask it this way. GSA, the agency who would regulate
North Kings GSA.
Are you part of that, buddy?
I'm just an alternate.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because, I mean, if they're okay with what's being proposed, then I don't see there being a problem. I just want to make sure that, you know, everything is fine and dandy.
And the determination of SGMA compliance, yeah, is with the city as the annexing party.
Yes.
You simply have to make a finding or determination that there's a sufficient water supply.
Correct.
It doesn't mean that it can't be contingent on something. It just means that there's a determination that there's a contingent supply.
That's a yes or no question. Huh?
In what sense, sir?
If there's a water supply, that's a yes or no question.
It can be a contingency.
Yeah.
Meaning that there's a determination, but that the city will ultimately provide the water, yeah, supply, and you're satisfied, you're good to go.
Okay.
So then, if Mario puts a restriction in there, we come back in 30 days. If it's a clarification, we can just come back in the next meeting and basically put it on the consent calendar. Then is how I interpret it. Then.
Well, I don't think you can put it under the consent calendar because of the CEQA component. I think it has to be,
yeah,
as two separate.
Still has to be a hearing. Yeah.
But I'm not advocating for the condition, just to be clear,
yeah,
because I'm not sure that a condition can be crafted that would be permissible under LAFCO law. I'm just suggesting that if you want a condition, that I would want to make sure that we give it the appropriate amount of thought and come back to you within 30 days.
Ken and Mario, if I can add real quick and Dave, sure, maybe clarify, the properties in question, basically one of them is a church, which is existing and has service already. And the other, as I understand, is proposed to be a future city park, which would mean the city would be on the hook for providing itself with water.
That's accurate.
Okay. So, I mean, it's not like we're putting it on a developer to provide the water or the services. It's either the city's going to be able to get it for themselves or they won't, in which case, I mean, maybe some alternative design will have to come into place. But ultimately, that would be, you know, a city use and not, you know, we're not talking about, you know, a subdivision with homes or industrial use. It's, you know, it's a city-owned property. I don't know if that changes anything, but I just think it's a fairly small area, and of that, the existing use already has the service they need.
Okay. Well, that all I was doing is just making sure as a commission we were addressing an issue that's before us. If we're comfortable with the, you know, with the provisions that the city is going to make, then I don't have a problem with it. I just want to make sure we addressed it in the discussion.
Now, is that ground derogatable right now? It is. Okay. Back there, I got a yes. Okay.
As Brian mentioned, the ground is either a church campus or a narrow property. So
yeah.
The broader area is here, but
yeah.
Was there any objections to this development, the usage of water or lack of thereof?
No, staff didn't receive any protests or valid protests on that count.
I think, Juan, didn't we also get from Garfield the consent form?
Yeah, Garfield did sign the consent form for the annexation, so they sent that in. It's in the folder as well.
Yeah. Just be clear. Garfield's not going to be able to transfer their federal rights. So it's actually a contract, not a right. Yeah.
Are there any other questions from the commission? Are there any other questions from the public? Okay, this item has two action items, so we'll take each one individually.
I'll make a motion to pass action item one.
Okay.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded. All those in favor of action item number one, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes 4-0 with one recusal. I would entertain a motion for the second action item.
I'll make a motion to include B through G and H, you said?
No, just B through G, excluding H.
Okay, excluding H then.
Okay.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and properly seconded for action item number two. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes 4-0 with one recusal. And we're on to item eight or seven. And can we bring in Mr. Manzik? Very good.
Item number seven is report by the Executive Officer Compensation Committee recommending an amendment of the Executive Officer's Employment Agreement.
Yeah, the Executive Committee will present, Brian will present a staff report on what we did as a committee.
All right. Ken, you okay with that, or do you want the committee to... speak on that.
Would maybe I can just give a update, you know, since it affects your contract. So the executive officer has an employment agreement. There's annual evaluations. The board in closed session met without specifying the results of the closed session. Did have an opportunity to evaluate and then delegated to an ad hoc committee consisting of the chair and the vice chair. To provide a recommendation to the entire commission on the executive officer's compensation and made a recommendation of a 5% adjustment of the base compensation. That concludes my comments. I don't know if any member of the ad hoc committee has any comments.
Are there any comments from the commission?
No.
Nathan?
I'm good.
Okay. Are there any comments from the public? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve item number seven.
I'll make that motion.
Moved by Commissioner Santoya.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Mendez. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes 5-0 by unanimous consent. And to item number eight.
Item number eight is executive officer comments.
All right, good afternoon, Commission. Let me start by saying thank you. I look forward to another year of great service. hopefully my comments today will help support your decision as well. But just quickly start with September's agenda. We're looking at consent calendar of just the regular minutes. Regular agenda items, we're looking to have an update for SB 938 status for Zelda. And then we'll also have employee handbook update. Looking at your June financials to wrap up the previous fiscal year, revenue came in at about $560,000, $561,000. Expenditure was about $544,000. And so we ended up with a positive amount of just over $17,000. So considering all the hurdles we had last year, I think that's a pretty good feather in the cap to start with. And we'll look to continue that as well for this upcoming year. Reminder that W-9s will be sent out. This is to fill out and return for direct deposits and also ensures faster distribution of documents, tax documents, next year as well. Commissioner Magsig, last time we were here, you asked who had expired MOUs. I think we sent an email to you as well, but just for the commission. Sanger, Huron, and Fresno all have expired MOUs. Sanger's is in progress, and we're anticipating that to be, you know, updated probably in about a month or so. Huron, we did not receive any timeline, and Fresno also had no timeline. And then also a quick update with our state controller office discussions regarding Westside's dissolution. We did get pretty much a green light to move forward. Westlands will be acting as a responsible agency to distribute those funds. We just have to get them, work with them to submit a couple documents, and we'll get that going. So we're almost at the finish line for that, to wrap up that project. And with that, happy to answer any questions.
A couple quick questions. So those MOUs, that's specific to the tax sharing agreements between the county and those respective cities. Buddy, any idea why Huron maybe is holding out?
I don't know.
Okay. And then,
I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
Figure out Rayleigh. I don't think he can do it.
And then it's good to hear that Sanger is in the process of getting that wrapped up. And believe it or not, the media was just asking me about, you know, the city of Fresno, and I can't figure Fresno out at all. So I don't know. You know, I don't know if this decade's going to see them with a tax sharing agreement. So we'll see what shakes out. Yeah.
As it just so happened, Sanger is trying to get an annexation going here soon, so there may be some relation to that progress as well. So
probably. A question I do have for you, I know that, or it's been rumored, public knowledge, county has approved one-off annexations, which is allowed. No annexation can happen without a tax-sharing agreement, and the county likes blanket agreements, but there was a Finucane annexation that took place 18 months ago, 2 years ago. What happens when one party violates that particular tax sharing agreement? Does LAFCO step in and de-annex that property, or do we need to have one of the parties just make a request to the, you know, to LAFCO? Because what happens if that tax sharing agreement isn't honored?
Yeah, it's my understanding that the condition that has not been met yet was not a part of any, like, the LAFCO specific approval. So I'm not sure that we can go back and, like, de-annex that portion.
Or detach. So as you know, those agreements are always between the two cities, and LAFCO is not technically a party. So in order for a party to detach or de-annex, as you say, there would have to be an application through the property owner or the city to detach that. And you go through the same exact process as you did to annex it in the first place. There's just not a mechanism in the law because, gosh, we looked into this on a West Side matter many years ago, and there just isn't a condition or a way to create a mechanism for it to automatically detach once the agreement is breached. It's unfortunate, but that's the limitation in the Cortese Knox Hertzberg Act.
All right, just curious.
And we did just recently look at another project that would have required a one-off, and the county basically indicated that because the previous requirements were not met from the previous annexation, they were not interested in exploring anything further. So that's kind of one mechanism, is that they're not going to really play ball until the first one is made right.
Okay.
And I'm only familiar with two one-offs. One is the Finucane, and the other one was Bonadelli project in this sort of near the Gallo property. That was a one-off, and that was before the Finucane property.
Interesting. Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Okay. On any other questions for?
I do. It's just a general one. Because it wasn't as clear for me the answer when I asked, you know, about what do we get from the groundwater sustainability agencies as part of the, you know, information that we try to determine whether there's substantial water going into a new. So do we ask for, like, do we ask that agency whether they see it as a problem or not, just to kind of check it off? Or not?
Yeah. Through our application mailing, we don't send it.
Check the box.
Yeah. Yeah.
PSA.
Right. We really just rely on the city to provide their service plan and their will serve letter, mm-hmm. and verify that that's in place. But really, there isn't a mechanism where we send a request for comments like we do to the other agencies.
But keep in mind, like, you know, you are a responsible agency under CEQA, right? So when an environmental document is circulating, this agency has been really good in providing comment if they make a determination that there could be an insufficiency in the CEQA document. So there's lots of bites at the apple with respect to water,
yeah,
that the agency has, including with the city of Clovis when there was a full-blown environmental review on the water.
Okay.
So basically, the GSA could comment on that.
And so can LAFCO.
Yeah.
And does.
Okay. So I'm hearing that they have an opportunity to weigh in. We don't necessarily have to take it to them. Is that what I'm hearing?
Right. Well, again, the GSA is going to be the connection is between the land use authority and the city.
Mm-hmm.
And the GSA on the water analysis, not LAFCO per se. You just have to make a generalized finding that there's a sufficient water supply or a condition sufficient water supply.
Okay.
Any other questions for Brian? How many people are going to the Cal LAFCO conference in Monterey?
I think everybody except for the county commissioners, right?
I'm not going.
Mario's not going.
And Mario, that's right.
Yeah. Damn high-speed rail won't let me go anywhere. I'm just kidding.
Staff plus two, and I can't. I don't know. Jesse's gonna be back by then, but I would assume one of you would be going. You know, we have not made that determination. I think Jesse's back by that time, so I'll check with her and see if she's available.
All right.
And everybody's getting in on that Wednesday, I think. Except you're getting in on Tuesday.
Yeah. I think once. Yeah, go on early.
Yeah, I passed.
Yeah, Juan wants to exercise.
I'll tell Nathan the bike ride you went last time we went.
It was a longer one. I don't think anybody would have wanted to join me. It went about 50 miles.
Oh, man. Wow.
There'll be a lot of mountain bike riding.
Okay, so everybody's going, and then, all right. And then on to item number 9, commission comments and reports. The only thing I have is September 13th is our next meeting. I will be in Washington, D.C. for the Valley Voice Conference, so I won't be here. So I guess, Buddy, you get to chair the meeting. Get extra pay for that, too.
Oh.
If you need me for quorum, I can just
less money.
I can list my hotel room, or I can list the Capitol. I'll just go into the Capitol with my laptop and, you know, just say that I'm on the Capitol grounds.
You know, you are – there is a provision which allows you to do this sort of – notice light version, because you're going to be doing business on behalf of both this, I guess technically the city, but also the commission. So you could participate without doing the 72-hour posted notice. It's the new statute that was passed last year,
okay.
Brown Act. So if you desire, as long as there's a quorum here, you'd be okay.
Right. The quorum has to be here, then I can be the minority part of it, and just it's an extra vote as
correct.
Opposed to being the quorum. Then.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get 20%, right? So.
Oh, to do, yeah, right, to do remotely. That's exactly correct. And yeah, I don't think you've done one yet this way.
And then do I also get travel expenses, too? Cause
that'd be... that's for your
gas.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I will be out, and then if you need a quorum or some sort, you need me, then I'm available. Any other questions or comments from the commission?
Oh, you guys are so nice.
Yeah, I'll put it in the bathroom of the Capitol building.
You have public access.
Yeah. They still have those phone booths in the Senate building, don't they? Those old phone booths?
I think so.
Yeah, nobody uses them, but... All right, so we are now going to go to item number 10, the motion to adjourn. Is there anybody that
motion
would...
to adjourn.
Yes. So move to second, and we stand adjourned. I'll see you guys in October, but maybe on Zoom in September.